Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Great, thank you. I know you've had a busy morning.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm sure you're ready for lunch.
Just about now, yeah.
Just about. Okay, well, I won't be long. The opioid epidemic is huge. How much of it would you say is due to prescriptions for chronic pain management?
So, Tracy, it's an interesting question. You know, when you look at substance abuse treatment centers, many of the people that seek help started out abusing a prescription opioid, and up to 80% of heroin users say they started out using a prescription opioid. So as clinicians, we need to be really concerned about who we start these medicines on, how many pills we prescribe them, and how we educate them about their safe use.
Wow, super. Dr. Gudin, what were the key findings in your study on pain management?
So, Tracy, we're here today to talk about topical analgesics, and most people might not know what that means. That means that they're pain medicines that we apply, either rub on or spray on or put on a patch, right to the site of a patient's pain, rather than taking a pill by mouth. And we've been using these therapies for decades, but the one thing my colleagues and I wanted to do was look out there and say, hey, what's really the evidence for the effectiveness of these topical therapies? And what we found were some surprising and some not-so-surprising results. So the not-so-surprising results were patients got pain relief and their function improved. What do I mean by that? Able to do their activities better, able to work and enjoy their life better. The most surprising thing that we found, Tracy, was that more than half of patients who used a topical analgesic were able to stop completely their oral medications like ibuprofen and even the opioids. So the message that we want to get out today is that patients and clinicians should consider topical pain medicines first and not last. We have guidelines to support that. Dr. Bob Arnott and I have teamed up with the folks at SalonPos to talk about some of their products. You know, they have the only 12-hour over-the-counter topical pain-relieving patch clinically proven for mild to moderate pain relief. So really our broadcast today is mostly about the benefits of topical analgesic therapies.
Great. And what type of patients did that study address?
You know, we took all comers just to see what the response would be. You know, traditionally you think about rubbing on a cream or a gel or putting on a patch onto a site of arthritic pain or musculoskeletal pain, but we even enrolled patients with neuropathic pain, neurologically induced pain. Some examples of that would be diabetic neuropathy or the pain from the shingles rash that lingers on for months or years, and even things like phantom limb pain. And it turns out across the board, Tracy, patients had good relief, improvement in function, and they cut down, de-escalated, or completely eliminated the narcotics and the anti-inflammatory pills that they were taking.
Wow. And are the patches safe long-term?
They are. You know, what's wonderful about these patches is that they're not addictive, and that because they are receptor-based, that is working on really the biological switches in our body, they don't tend to, you know, what we call attenuate over time. They'll, you know, work just as well 6 months from now as they do today. You know, I've had wonderful luck, Tracy, too, with patients who have been on opioids and on other medications that really sort of cloud their ability to think and work, and gotten them back to work and the ability to drive a car again, getting them either to vastly reduced doses, or just fantastic study has shown 56% of patients off of opioids altogether. Now, I'm an athlete. I compete 30 weekends a year at stand-up surfing racing. I'll be down in Chattajack for a 31.5-mile race this weekend. It's a very grueling sport with lots of aches and pains. I've got knee arthritis from it and Achilles tendonitis and tennis elbow and whatnot. And I simply love these topical pain formulations because I don't run in the risk of any side effects. A couple years ago, I did the World Championships from Molokai to Oahu, 7 hours in the most dangerous ocean in the world, and developed an acute gastritis from using ibuprofen, you know, a drug that is responsible for 16,500 deaths a year. This year, I used a SalonPos patch on my lower back there. I had no side effects, and I had no pain all the way across. So it's safe and effective, and I advocate strongly for, you know, myself, but my patients, my family, that you consider topical first. And it's because, Tracy, it's not first in mind. People just, it's knee-jerk. People are so used to taking an opioid or just buying pills at the pharmacy, that they don't think of this. Now, in the United Kingdom and Europe, it's first choice for arthritis. The Centers for Disease Control, as a way of combating this opioid epidemic, is also advocating for topical medications to be considered first, not last. And you can up the ante. That is, you can take the over-the-counter medications for mild to moderate pain, and if you have severe pain, you can stick with topical medications for either compounded or FDA-approved prescription medications. They're also highly, highly effective with some of the most powerful pain medications known.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bob, Dr. Gooden. Where can folks go to learn more about these products?
So salonpause.us is a wonderful website with lots of resources that I use all the time. And if you want to learn more about this epidemic that affects every family in America, you can go to the CDC's website, cdc.gov.
Great. Gentlemen, thank you again for your time with us today.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate
thank you, Tracy.
Have a great day.
You too. Now, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.